This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C., an atheist assault on a World War II memorial.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Congressman Denny Rehberg held an informational meeting on a lawsuit surrounding the Jesus statue on Whitefish Mountain. In January, the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Forest Service. The group claims that religious statue should not be on public land.
And it's been there with most people liking it there. When the Forestry Service asked for comments, I think they got almost 100,000 comments, and I think well over 90% were very favorable.
You can't have a religious war memorial because that excludes Jews and non-Christians and the many atheists in foxholes who fought valiantly during World War II for our country. We want you to get involved. Jesus does not belong on public land.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
91-year-old Arnie Funk from Helena made the trip to hear the status of the lawsuit himself yesterday. He served in the Army's 10th Mountain Division, which is the same division for which that statue was erected.
If they took the, tear that down now, I would. I think they'd just tear me down. That's me in the spotlight.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
You're going to hear a 91-year-old war veteran from World War II say, if they tear that statue down, that's the same as tearing me down. Freedom From Religion Foundation, the atheist group, we call them the angry atheists, they lost this. You know, initially they tried to get the federal government to pull down the Montana Jesus statue, which has been there since 1953, as a World War II memorial. We've posted this all over ACLJ.org because you could see why it was done the way it is, why it's in color, why this is a very unique statue, different than what you'd usually see, and that's because they were basing it off of statues that were seen where the war was fought, where U.S. troops were fighting in World War II in Europe. So, of course, Freedom From Religion Foundation in 2011, now they've got a serious problem with it. This is actually directly from their brief. Now it's a court battle. First, they tried to get the federal government to pull it down voluntarily, and they were about to do that. But as Freedom From Religion Foundation highlights in their lawsuit, advocates of the religious shrine then responded zealously to the Forest Service request for public comment, with the American Center for Law and Justice, a conservative Christian advocacy organization, submitting more than 70,000 names of supporters. Representative Rehberg also submitted approximately 10,000 comments. Of course, what they don't mention is the fact that this was open to everyone. So, of course, because of all of you listening right now to Jay Sekulow Live and those who support the American Center for Law and Justice, we had the dominant amount of names. But the atheists had the same opportunity, and yet, again, they mentioned that in their brief, is if it's public comments are a bad thing. But see, it gets worse because they also say that their membership includes people who have direct and unwanted exposure to the statue of Jesus Christ. And again, now people who are avoiding, they're actually altering their conduct to avoid the statue. If you are an atheist, what's your problem with it? If it's a memorial based on Europe, what are you so afraid of this statue of a man? If you don't think he's anything special, it's just a statue. It's just like seeing any other piece of art or piece of work or statue that you see of people that I don't think you believe in Zeus. I don't think you believe in a lot of the Greek gods or statues of those all over the place. Do you believe they even existed? Does it matter? Does it make you physically ill? Do you need to start tearing all of these things down? And why is it 60 years later? It's an attack on our veterans and an attack on our Judeo-Christian heritage. So we beat them at the administrative level, and we beat them bad. So now they're filing a lawsuit. We're ready to respond, working with Congressman Rehberg in Montana, and we want you on this brief. Will you call right now, 877-989-2255? They talk about the 70,000 names of supporters of the Jesus statue from the ACLJ in round one. We're at round two, and we can't just transfer those names. You've got to call and join again. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, an attack on our veterans, an attack on our Judeo-Christian history, an attack on a Jesus statue 60 years later after it was put up in 1953. Call now. Be part of the brief. 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
Too much. I haven't said enough. It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for 6 decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom From Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. I'm also joined by Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, and David French, a senior counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice. And we're talking about, of course, now the lawsuit involving the Montana Jesus statue. This goes back to 1953, put up by the Knights of Columbus. And again, folks, it's been under assault really only the last couple of years by the well-known now Nothing Fails Like Prayer Freedom From Religion Foundation, which sells those Bible warning labels. You know, we've been talking about this group, which is now trying to take the lead in intimidating towns, intimidating the federal government, intimidating state governments to take down anything which happens to be religious, to stop all prayers, to threaten these lawsuits. Well, on this one issue, they picked on, I think, something they find this statue that, again, is on a mountain in Montana near a ski resort. And they find this statue. You know, it's been there since 1953. They're just now upset about it. It's just now starting to offend all of these atheists, making them have to avoid it. They actually put this in their legal brief. They have to change their route and pick different ways to go. They said the same thing, remember, about the Ground Zero Cross. Very similar here, folks. And I want to take your phone calls on it. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air today. So they've now, it was an administrative proceeding. The federal government said, we're not going to renew this lease anymore. You know, it's one of those long-term leases that allows the statue to be put up. Then there's a lot of pressure. People say, why not? Why now? Why in 2010 are you deciding not to allow this statue? Well, then they say, fine, we're going to allow public comments on it. And it's Freedom From Religion Foundation put in their brief now. Now it's a legal action challenging the Montana Jesus statue. The ACLJ submitted 70,000 names. We dominated the public comments, so they decided to leave the statue up. So what now? Now they've sued in federal court. We're standing with Congressman Rayburg of Montana, and we want you. We want to make sure those 70,000, remember, they actually mentioned this in their brief. It is in their official brief to the federal court, the American Center for Law and Justice, and our 70,000 names of supporters. I want to make sure on this brief we have 150,000 names of supporters, but you've got a call to make that happen. Call 877-989-2255. You can put your name on this brief right now by calling 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. I want to send a loud and clear message to these atheist groups who think they're going to intimidate us by ripping down every monument with the Judeo-Christian heritage, silencing every prayer possible. You don't let them get away with this. You fight them and fight them aggressively. And we did that in round one. Round two, we knew was coming with the lawsuit. It's here now. We need you to stand in the reply brief. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Dan, we got a lot of phone calls coming in, some from veterans as well. Let's get right to those.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with Joshua calling on line two. Jordan, he's calling from Idaho. Joshua, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, I just got a couple of points I want to make. One, I'm a combat veteran. I volunteered twice to deploy to Afghanistan. The first point I want to make is it's a statue memorializing veterans that made the sacrifice, regardless of what type of religious faction it is. I've been to several memorials for veterans, and I didn't look at the memorial and say, hey, that's not a Christian memorial, we should tear it down, or hey, that's not a Jewish memorial, we should tear it down. It's a memorial to the veteran, plain and simple.
Yeah. Well, and Joshua, let me first thank you for your service to our country. And this is the point of this as well. This statue was done in a way that has historical significance because of where World War II was fought, in Europe. And if you go through, and we put pictures up online at ACLJ.org, it's a unique and unusual war memorial. And the reason why is because it's based on what was seen in Europe. In fact, they've talked about this with a 91-year-old World War II veteran, Arnie Funk. Listen to this, folks. He was fighting, and this was to his division, the Army's 10th Mountain Division. And that's, again, why it's on Big Mountain in Montana. It's colored, so it's, you know, that's unique, too, a statue that's in color. It's Jesus, unique. And why? Because those were all over Europe where the fighting was going on in World War II. Let's listen to Byte 19.
91-year-old Arnie Funk from Helena made the trip to hear the status of the lawsuit himself yesterday. He served in the Army's 10th Mountain Division, which is the same division for which that statue was erected.
If they took tear that down now, I would. I think they'd just tear me down. That's the way I feel about it. They were tearing me down the same as they're tearing that down.
I hope that comment alone is enough for you to pick up the phone right now and join our brief here, Fighting Freedom from Religion Foundation. When you have a 91-year-old World War II veteran saying they tear that down, it's like tearing me down. This is part of our history. It's part of America. See, they want these monuments down. They don't want to remember where what the fight was about, where the fight was, and who was doing the fighting, and who were the groups that put up the memorials for those who fought in 1953 and now are being tried to rip down in 2012. Call now. You add your name to our brief. It's absolutely free to do so. It's a toll-free number I'm about to give you. They commented on how we had 70,000 comments in support of the Crossfiled. I want to make sure on this brief we double that, folks. 150,000 people should be on this brief defending the Montana Jesus statue, this war memorial for World War II veterans. Call now, 877-989-2255, and add your name to this brief. The entire membership of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I believe, is under 20,000 people. I think if we do our work, in the next 2 days, we could have that many people on this brief in just these couple of radio shows today and tomorrow. Will you call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. David French, who's a senior counsel with the ACLJ, like Joshua, who's calling in from Idaho, also is a veteran, served our country in Iraq. And David, you hear those kind of comments from fellow soldiers, people who understand the point of memorials. And this, again, people may hear it and say, well, you know, it's a Jesus statue. It's unique, certainly, but that's not even the point. The point is it was put there in 1953 to memorialize those who served our country in Europe during World War II.
Look, memorials aren't meaningful because they're politically correct. They're meaningful when they reflect what you actually experienced. And the words of that veteran are incredibly powerful because what he's saying is this is what we experienced. This is what we saw. This pays tribute to what we actually went through, not some politically correct version of what we went through. And it was very telling when he said, you'll tear me down. Because one of the points that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been trying to make is that these memorials are somehow exclusive. Well, I'll tell you what's exclusive is tearing down a reflection of what our soldiers actually went through in World War II.
You know, folks, this is, again, you have an opportunity here because I love the fact that Freedom From Religion Foundation, in their legal brief filed in federal court in Montana, actually said, you know, this public, when the public comments were open, again, let me read this to you to see why the work of the ACLJ is important when it comes to these matters. Advocates of the religious shrine then responded zealously to the Forest Service request for public comment. By the way, the atheists, they could have responded zealously as well. But you know what? Most atheists don't care Because if they're really atheists, they don't get physically ill and sick because they see a statue of Jesus. It shouldn't have any importance to them. But they go on. With the American Center for Law and Justice, a conservative Christian advocacy organization, submitting more than 70,000 names of supporters. They had the opportunity to do the same thing. We activated you. We spent resources. We used time. We asked you to get involved. Now I'm asking you, because they filed a brief in federal court. They're taking the Jesus statue to court. They are taking the World War II memorial to court. Will you take a stand and make sure those 70,000, not only that we get to that again, but then we get to 150,000. Call now. Stand with us. Put your name on this brief. Say you support this World War II memorial. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the brief online. We've got some more phone calls coming. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Than, back to the phones we go.
Yeah, Jordan, we've got calls coming in from Montana, actually. Becky's calling on line 5. Becky, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning.
Hey, Becky.
I just have comments. I totally agree with Jordan that this statue is part of our history. People, when they look at it, in my generation, I'm 49, and younger, my kids, when we're skiing on Big Mountain, we look at that and we see, we have a recollection of a history that men died. I attend church with a gentleman who's a World War II vet who was on Normandy. And, you know, I look at him and he's a national treasure. Just as that statue is a national treasure, people don't want to be sobered by the thought that men actually died for our freedom to be able to celebrate a history. And it just appalls me that a group of people who can ski anywhere they want choose to attack our Big Mountain where that statue sits. Just ski somewhere else. And to be honest, we don't need people like that in Montana.
You know, folks, and Becky, let me thank you for your phone call. We'll be right back on the show. I want you to understand, they say they have to alter their conduct, Becky. They have to alter their conduct so they don't see this 6-foot-tall Jesus statue. It's that offensive to the atheists, but they know the ACLJ is here. I want you to call now, 877-989-2255. Sign our brief. Be part of the brief defending the Montana Jesus statue. You've got an opportunity here, folks, to send a loud and clear message to these activist atheists. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We'll be right back.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It's happened again. An atheist anti-Christian group has gone to court, this time to remove a statue of Jesus, a war memorial erected by World War II heroes on a mountain in Montana that has stood for 6 decades. This memorial was erected as a replica of statues that they saw fighting for freedom across Europe, symbols that gave them hope. Yet the Freedom From Religion Foundation calls this memorial, quote, a ruse and a sham, and has filed a federal lawsuit to get it removed. We've met these outrageous anti-Christian challenges before, and now we'll do it again. The ACLJ will be filing a critical amicus brief with the court, supporting the memorial and urging the court to keep it in place. Stand with the ACLJ, sign on to our amicus brief, send a powerful message to the court and to the atheist group. This symbol of sacrifice must continue to stand. Add your name to our brief now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
nothing fails like prayer. Nothing fails like prayer.
Folks, that is the Freedom From Religion Foundation theme song. Now, we like to say nothing fails like a Freedom From Religion Foundation lawsuit. When you take them to court, when your city stands up, when you decide to go to battle, when you have the courage to not just be intimidated because of the cost of a lawsuit, and you take on someone like the ACLJ to represent you, you can beat the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Remember, they've tried to ban the National Day of Prayer. They've tried to ban our national motto. They want Under God, Out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And, of course, they don't like the Ground Zero cross. Now they want the Montana Jesus statue down, which is a World War II memorial, which was put up in 1953. So they think because in 2012, this is so upsetting to atheists, nothing happened, you know, the last, again, 60-something years. But now it's so upsetting, the cross must come down. We beat them. You know, the federal government, as usual, almost capitulated to them, said, you know what, we'll take it down. You're right. After since 1953, you've complained in 2010, so we'll take down the statue. And people got upset. People like Congressman Rayburg, we got upset. Veterans groups, World War II veterans groups got very upset, the Knights of Columbus. And we took a stand, and they said, okay, fine, we're going to allow a public comment, period. And in that public comment, 90,000 comments came in. 70,000 were from the American Center for Law and Justice, which Freedom From Religion Foundation mentions in their brief. 70,000 were from the ACLJ. Then how many were from them? Well, another 10,000 were from the congressman in Montana, Congressman Rayburg. They had somewhere much less than that, is what were said from actual atheists demanding the statue go down. So they didn't take the statue down. They said, okay, we'll renew the lease. Now Freedom From Religion Foundation is sued in federal court to take down a World War II memorial because it's Jesus. Imagine the precedent this sets. And let me go to David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, because, David, they win a victory like this, and if people don't fight back, and this will go through the whole court process, but they win a victory like this, they could start picking off memorials across the country, because this is another one of those statues. It's not one that everyone's heard of. It's not one that everybody's got a photo of. It's not some giant thing here in Washington, D.C., or in a city, a capital of a major state. This is a statue on top of a mountain that's pretty tough to get to near a ski resort.
Well, that's right. And it's even worse than a lot of other lawsuits like this, because this is actually a statue that is on land leased to a private entity. So in essence, what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is wanting the government do is to commit an act of viewpoint discrimination on land that it's leased to a private entity. So, you know, the Freedom From Religion Foundation claims to be mainly concerned with government conduct. Well, this is private conduct on leased land. And so they're continually extending themselves, And as we've said before, they're one of the most accurately named organizations in America, Freedom From Religion. That their vision of that is functionally limitless.
You know, folks, this is why. Again, we've got an opportunity here to take a stand. I hope you will join this brief. They mentioned that we had 70,000. This is the people who sell the Bible warning label with the skull and crossbones, the warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life. We need to take a stand. We need to show it's not just 70,000. That when we got time for the legal brief, we're going to make sure it's 150,000 or more. Their entire membership is 17,500. I know that in the next 24 hours, we can have that many people on this brief. If you pick up your phone now and call 877-989-2255, that's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org, but call now, 877-989-2255. Let's send a message. I can start reporting the numbers tomorrow of how many people are already on this brief, how many members the Freedom From Religion Foundation has, and let's see if by Monday we can have more than that, double that on this brief. Call now, 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Yeah, Jordan, real quickly, people just need to also remember that just because this organization is so outlandish, just because these claims are so crazy, they can win in federal court, and they have. Remember when they sued the National Day of Prayer? They found a district court in Indiana, a district judge, to rule with them. So you have to stand up. You have to engage. You can't stand down. It is that show of force from the ACLJ members that keeps them from winning legal battles. We have to engage them each and every time. Let's go to line two. Olivia is calling from Illinois. Olivia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hi, Olivia. You're on the air.
Hi. I happened to randomly get on your station, and I'm just so confused at how people think that when they see something in public and it offends them, especially atheists, that when they get those negative feelings, how they can't understand that maybe those negative feelings are coming from something supernatural like a God, and why just looking away, we can't get over it. In terms of anything can become a religious thing, then. Sorry, I'm walking back to my apartment. Anything can become a religious thing. Why can't I say, well, let's get rid of this stadium because I feel like you're worshiping that when you go to that. That's an extreme.
You know, Olivia, you make, and thank you for calling in. I'm glad you caught the broadcast today in Illinois and for taking the time to call. And I know it's shocking for people. They hear this is what they assert in court, David. They do this with the Ground Zero cross. They do this with the Montana Jesus statue. It's a physical harm. It's mental harm. They say it's actual harm to see, to be in the presence of a statue.
Yeah, it's almost comical if it wasn't actually the grounds that they were using to get into federal court. I mean, they claim, and the Ground Zero case is particularly egregious. I mean, they have actually claimed that they're physically ill as a result of the thought of the Ground Zero cross being in the Ground Zero Museum. Here, you know, they're claiming that they're harmed by just the possibility of seeing this statue on Big Mountain. And so it really is absurd. And I'll tell you what is even more absurd is that there has been now for decades a quirk in the law, a strange provision of the law called offended observer standing that is giving these atheists the ability to get into federal court simply because they've been offended. And at ACLJ, we've been fighting the battle to get rid of offended observer standing for a very long time, and hopefully one day we'll prevail, and that will wipe out a lot of these kinds of absurd cases.
You know what, folks, again, you've got an opportunity to take a stand here and send a message to atheists who, again, unfortunately, a lot of times, they have no idea their history, too, which is it's sad when they're trying to take down World War II memorials. I want you to listen to this is a debate I did with the head of Freedom From Religion Foundation, Annie Gaylor. She's the head, you know, who runs this whole thing. This was a debate we had about these kind of statues. Listen to the assertion she makes, and those of you who know the Supreme Court will know what she's saying is absolutely wrong, and I pointed that out. She didn't like that. Take a listen.
It's been there since 1953, and no one's complained until 2012. Now, 2011, when you had Freedom From Religion Foundation, and this is the group that is against Under God and the Pledge, our national motto, In God We Trust, the National Day of Prayer. I'm sure would like to sandblast some religious references that we have here all over Washington, D.C., maybe Moses from the Supreme Court and the Ten Commandments, because
Moses
that's what this is like. This
Supreme
is got
Court,
this has
Jordan.
Got a historical reference.
Did you hear that, folks? Moses, not in the Supreme Court. So we did a blog after that. We said, hey, Freedom From Religion Foundation, four times, in the court, outside the court, outside the courtroom, in the courtroom itself, in the grand chamber. And if you're the head atheist who wants to start ripping things down, be nice to know if you even knew your history. But again, folks, that is who we're dealing with. They didn't like this very much, by the way. Check out her response after I pointed out, hey, you're wrong.
We got to call a truce here. I know we're not going to settle this
what
today.
What a bully he is.
You know, folks, what is being a bully? Tell them the truth that they lied on national television. How about telling them the truth that they want to take down World War II memorials, that they want to strip veterans, they want to tear them down, is what a 91-year-old World War II veteran said. Folks, who are the real bullies? And how do you stand up to a bully? You fight back, and you fight back hard. Call now, 877-989-2255. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Jordan Secular Show, but call now, 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.